The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, went up on the mountain, and sat down there. Great crowds came to him, having with them the lame, the blind, the deformed, the mute, and many others. They placed them at his feet, and he cured them. The crowds were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the deformed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind able to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Jesus summoned his disciples and said, "My heart is moved with pity for the crowd, for they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry, for fear they may collapse on the way." The disciples said to him, "Where could we ever get enough bread in this deserted place to satisfy such a crowd?" Jesus said to them, "How many loaves do you have?" "Seven," they replied, "and a few fish." He ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then he took the 7 loaves and the fish, gave thanks, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied. They picked up the fragments left over, 7 baskets full. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. A little tiny bit of instruction this morning and a little bit of exhortation. Okay, you might find this interesting. Did you know that there are 2 stories of the multiplication of the loaves and the fishes? Everybody knows the multiplication of the loaves and the fishes, but the story actually occurs 2 separate times, 2 separate stories. This is the 2nd time here in the Gospel of Matthew in which Jesus multiplies loaves and fishes. Okay, now the 1st time Jesus multiplied the loaves and the fishes, he fed 5,000 people. The 2nd time, that is, this time, Jesus multiplies the loaves and the fishes, he feeds 4,000 people. The 1st time Jesus multiplies the loaves and the fishes, the people he feeds are Jews. The reason why we know this is because they all come up from the city of Capernaum and follow him around the Sea of Galilee. The 2nd time Jesus multiplies loaves and fishes, the people he feeds are Gentiles. The reason why we know that is because he's on the eastern shore of the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. It's an entirely Gentile area. The 1st time Jesus multiplies loaves and fishes, he has 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and when he's finished, he gathers up the fragments, 12 wicker baskets full. The 2nd time, that is this time, he multiplies loaves and fishes. Starts with 7 loaves, and he ends with 7 baskets left over. Okay, now take all that, bracket it, set it aside. That's just an FYI. Just thought you might find that interesting. Okay, here's the real question for the day. Why are there leftovers? I mean, he's God, right? He's all-knowing, he's all-powerful. Why doesn't he have exactly enough food to feed them and absolutely nothing left over, the whole thing orchestrated from first to last in complete perfection? Why are there leftovers? Well, let's make life simple and only talk about this multiplication, the one in which there are 7 baskets left over. The answer lies in the number 7. Now, 7 is an interesting number in the Bible. You might have heard before that 7 is the number of perfection. You ever heard that before? Okay. Truth of the matter is, 7 is the number of the covenant. The Hebrew word for 7 and the Hebrew word for swearing an oath are the same word, Shabbat. So when God made the covenant, he swore an oath. He literally sevened himself. 7 is the number of the covenant. That's why the world was created in 7 days. That's why when the Hebrew people came to the promised land, they conquered the promised land by circling around the city of Jericho 7 times, blowing 7 trumpets. It's why the book of Proverbs says there's 7 pillars of wisdom. Whenever you hear the word 7 in the Bible, remember, it's the number of the covenant. God has a plan, because a covenant is a divine plan that requires human cooperation. Okay. So there's 7 baskets left over. Why are there 7 baskets left over? Because God has a plan here. There's a covenant. What covenant can you think of that involves Jesus feeding us? And he starts with some very special bread. What covenant is that? It's the new covenant in his own blood. You see, the multiplication of the loaves and the fishes is evidence that there is something greater coming. He's going to feed us with the Eucharist. But remember, the covenant is a divine plan that requires human cooperation. Now look at all the cooperation that made this miracle possible. These people were not passive recipients. They were active cooperators. They followed the Lord even to the point of exhaustion. They were so tired that he didn't think he could send them away for fear that they might collapse. That's how much they followed him. That's cooperating. They brought him their sick, their poor, their lame. They took all the love of their heart. They laid it out before Jesus. That's cooperating. Look at the apostles. They got out. They networked. They got in among the people. They gathered up some loaves and some fishes. They put them before the Lord. That's cooperating. And with their cooperation, he's able to feed them. Now, the same point applies to the Eucharist. We're not passive spectators here. You've got to be an active cooperator. The Lord will feed you too, but he will not feed you against your will. Now, I could launch off at this point into almost an Amulius Epit homily about the nature of sacraments, but let me just keep it really simple. Jesus always provides in a sacrament. Grace is always there. But how much do you get out of it? That depends on how deeply you enter into it. Okay, now, it's great you're at Mass every day. It's a wonderful thing. As much as you're able, come to Mass hungry for what only God can give. Come before the opening bell, recollect yourself, take all of your petitions, all of your needs, put them right up on that altar the same way these people in the story put their poor, their lame, their relatives, their friends, their loved ones into Jesus' presence. Put it all right up here. Listen as carefully as you're able to these readings. Pray as best you're able with the priest as he goes through all those prayers. Enter into this participation as much as you possibly can. Come to Mass hungry for what the world can't give, for what only God can provide, and I promise you, he will supply everything we need and feed us in the depths of our souls. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saint John Damascene, pray for us.